This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. following opposition members' uproar. When the House reassembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the concerned ministers laid the papers of their ministries. After that, the presiding officer took up general discussion on Union Budget 2026-27, but the opposition members continued with their protest, disrupting the proceedings of the House. The chair said he has received the name of Congress MP Shashi Tharoor to speak on the Union Budget, but the Congress member said the leader of opposition wants to speak something. He said he will allow Mr. Gandhi to speak if he speaks on the Union Budget. The discussion on the Union Budget could not begin due to the noisy scenes as the pandemonium continued. The chair adjourned the House till 2 p.m. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget on the 1st of this month. Earlier, when the Lok Sabha assembled for the day, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla congratulated the Indian Under-19 cricket team for winning the Under-19 World Cup 2026. After that, Mr. Birla tried to take up the question hour, but the opposition members trooped into the well and started sloganeering. Mr. Birla appealed to them to allow the House to function. He urged members to maintain dignity and decorum of the House, and other members should be allowed to speak during question hour. The opposition members continued with their protest, leading to the adjournment of the House till 12 noon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with students during the 9th edition of the popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha. In the second video episode released today, the Prime Minister was seen talking about how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. The Prime Minister also stressed upon the importance of civic responsibility, urging students to follow basic rules such as not littering, not spitting on roads, obeying traffic signals and avoiding food wastage. He said disciplined daily behaviour plays a crucial role in nation building.
मेरे देश के 10th 12th के बच्चों के मन में भी 2047 विकसित भारत का ड्रीम है. ये मेरे लिए बहुत बड़ी खुशी की बात है ना. आज मुझे अब मजा आएगा. वाह, देखिए ये चीज है ना, अब 2047 में विकसित भारत यानी क्या. आपने कभी सिंगापुर के विषय में सुना होगा. सिंगापुर एक जमाने में एक मछुआरों का छोटा सा गाँव था, उसमें से आज इतना बड़ा बन गया. तो लिक्वान यू कहते थे कि भाई अगर हमको डेवलप कंट्री बनना है तो हमें अपनी आदतें डेवलप कंट्री के लोगों की होती वैसी बनानी पड़ेगी. हमें थर्ड वर्ल्ड कंट्री की तरह कहीं पर भी कूड़ा कचरा फेंक दिया, कहीं पर थूक दिया, ये नहीं चल सकता.
Highlighting initiatives like Vocal for Local, the Prime Minister said choosing Indian-made products strengthens the domestic economy. He also referred to the Wed in India campaign, encouraging couples to celebrate weddings within the country rather than abroad. Mr. Modi noted that every small step taken by citizens contributes to achieving the goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Seychelles President Patrick Hermini arrived in New Delhi yesterday on the last leg of his five-day visit. After productive engagements in Chennai and Mumbai, Union Minister Anupriya Patel received the visiting dignitary at the airport. In a social media post, the External Affairs Ministry said the Seychelles President met key stakeholders, including in the fields of governance, industry, coastal management and health sector in Chennai and Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding talks with the President of the Seychelles to discuss bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest in New Delhi. President Hermini will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Earlier, Seychelles President Patrick Hermini today paid floral tribute to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat, honouring Bapu's enduring legacy and universal ideals. In ICC T20 World Cup cricket, South Africa are to take on Canada in a Group D match at the Narendra Modi Stadium, Ahmedabad, this evening. South Africa came as close to winning a T20 World Cup as ever before in 2024, falling heartbreakingly short in the final. Meanwhile, Canada is playing their second T20 World Cup with a new captain, Dilpreet Bajwa, while former captain Nicholas Curtin is also part of the squad. Both teams aim to make a strong start in the group stage. And with that, we end this news bulletin.